This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Well, season 6 of the hit drama series Mad Men starts on AMC this Sunday, and as fans flock to TV screens to catch up with Don, Peggy, and Pete, businesses are trying to catch up with those fans. Jason Slotkin reports.
John Steyer's bar in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, usually serves wine and beer, but for weddings and special events, they do have liquor. And this Sunday, they're serving cocktails.
We do it only on special occasions, and Sunday nights for Mad Men is going to be one of them.
Steyer says the promotion helps draw customers on a typically slow night. Sunday sales during the show's run often more than double.
We just know that people are going to come because they know that we're going to have our TVs on.
Bars aren't the only businesses to piggyback on Mad Men's popularity. Last year, Banana Republic launched a Mad Men-inspired clothing line, which helped boost its parent company's third-quarter profits. But it's not like you see a clothing line inspired by The Walking Dead. What is it about Mad Men that marketers love?
An image, a look, that then becomes easier for brands to begin to import themselves into.
Brent Vartan handles market strategy for the advertising firm Deutsch. He says Mad Men taps into yearnings for glamour and a lifestyle of cocktail-swilling fun, themes that appeal to sought-after younger consumers. As Don Draper himself says,
advertising is based on one thing, happiness.
I'm Jason Slotkin for Marketplace.